Part 33, The Answer Series, from my private member site. Posted in April of 2019, one of 7 videos that explains who, what, where, when, why, and how about the world you live in.
Part 33, Lessons to be Learned on the Flat Earth. Okay, guys, I thought long and hard about where I was going to go with starting the series back up. But I want everybody to understand, and I need you to completely understand this. The series is not important. What's important is you guys do the things you need to do for what's coming. And let me reiterate, it has already started. The preliminary stuff has already started, and that's why I'm showing you a picture of the rain. Okay, so what I'm going to do with the series is I'm going to go to the end. And if there's time, I will backfill, and I will go back and fill in the major portions of stuff that people still want to know about, but the small details and the minutiae of it will most likely not be covered unless this changeover takes 7 years to happen, okay? So, lessons to be learned. That is what I think people need to hear right before the end. Lessons that mankind has never learned. And I'm hoping maybe they do hear this message, but I highly doubt it. The world has been a certain way for, you know, since the beginning of time. And, you know, I doubt that it's going to change. But the number one thing that people need to get with the EMCO is what causes it. The EMCO happens regardless of what goes on down here. It is a biological function in the neuron that we live in or on, and that is not determined by us or anything down here whatsoever. That change of electricity that goes on in that neuron is what happens during the changeover. But there is a part that we do play, and what makes the EMCO so devastating? The devastation from the EMCO is caused by us. When mankind decides to pursue technology, industry, and electricity, they sign the death knell for the absolute catastrophic amount of damage that's caused by the changeover, the EMCO. When mankind makes metals, when they create cities full of metals and wiring and electricity and all the gadgets that go along with that electricity, that is what causes the massive amount of damage that happens to the, especially the human population. Not as much the animal population, but the human population, because humans live predominantly in cities, and it's the cities that attract the plasma. And that's what causes the vast majority of the destruction, is because we build cities and we live outside of nature. If mankind decided that they wanted to live within nature, these MCOs would not be as bad. Because one, you don't have the metals and the conductive wiring and electricity to attract the plasma. Where the plasma would ground, out in, you know, deposits of naturally, well, they're not even really naturally occurring ores, but in those places, right? And if people were living out and living within or with nature, there's nothing that would be attracting the plasma to those places. Hence the reason why the Native Americans knew that the white man would be wiped out because we built cities and we did all the things that you're not supposed to. The Native Americans were very specific on you have to live within nature, and that means no metals, no creature comforts, none of that. You know, subsistence farming, hunter-gatherer type societies, those groups of people are going to fare really well compared to us, people that live in civilization. So native tribes are going to be fine. Yeah, they're going to have some obstacles to overcome, but they know how to live off the land. They've been doing it their entire existence. They know what to do. They don't have the stuff that's going to cause the plasma to ground to their village. It's going to go to the nearest city that Western industrial society had built. And that's the lesson, that if people survive this, this is going to keep on happening every time technology is rebuilt and every time civilization is rebuilt with technology in the forefront of what they're trying to accomplish. Now, this gets pretty deep because, you know, the controllers are wanting to reunite with their long-lost buddies, the Masters, okay? Well, that's not going to happen. So everything they do is in vain. They're never going to get the technology to any point where they can get out of this cell. The cell is now a prison cell for them and us because, you know, we were born into it. So you have to make the best of what you have, and that is living the way nature intended, right? There is God-given stuff everywhere for us to survive. It's just that we choose to be lazy, and we choose the easy path always. We want the creature comforts. We want the stuff to be entertained. We want the sugars, and we want all the good little things that civilization gives us. But when you rebuild civilization, all you're doing is signing everybody's death warrant when the next changeover happens. And the changeovers will always happen. It's never going to change. So what you have to do if you survive is you need to say what Jesus and Buddha and all the rest of them did, the Native American societies, all the societies out there that stayed away from Western culture and industrial civilization. You have to live within nature. Now, most people aren't going to like this message. They're going to be like, well, no, you know, I like my roof over my head, and I like the light bulbs on and everything else. Because nobody's ever done it, right? The people that are watching this, nobody's ever been out there, and they've never slept out in the woods. They've never, you know, yeah, sure, you may go camping and everything else, but you're not living hardcore, right? And we consider it hardcore because we don't have our beds to lay on and all that kind of stuff. But it's not bad. I've done it. After high school, I went and I backpacked around Northern California for a couple months before I joined the Army. And then in the Army, you know, and I had just a backpack, and I didn't even have a tent down there. I had a poncho. In Northern California, it rains a lot. And I went, I left in January of 91. Yeah, 91 it was. And then in the military, okay? And there's military service and then there's military service. I was 11 Bravo. 11 Bravo is light infantry. When you do light infantry, you walk everywhere and you sleep out wherever you are. Doesn't matter what the weather is, doesn't matter the conditions. You live, you sleep, you eat, you do everything out there. And let me tell you, people, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. Because you guys have been conditioned to believe that the only way to survive is having, a 4-room house and a dishwasher and a microwave and a cell phone and all the little gadgets to survive. Well, you don't need those things. You don't need a TV. You don't need a car. You don't need a dishwasher. You don't need a washing machine. You don't need any of that stuff. The basic bare essentials of life, and life is actually very good when you break it down to the bare essentials. And it's one of the reasons why I've been married and divorced twice. I never wanted to live in a society where everything was pushed on buying and the consumer culture that we have. And my two ex-wives, they just could not do that. And that's, you can't overcome something like that, right? They wanted, the house. I refused to buy a house. I even had a VA loan where I could have bought a house and I wouldn't do it. Because I don't believe that you need more. That what shelter is to keep you out of the elements, right? You don't need 5 rooms, bedrooms, and you don't need, 5,600 square feet. 400, 500 square feet is more than enough. Food. You don't need steak and lobster to survive. You need basic foods to get you through daily, and we eat way more than we're even supposed to. Drinks. You need water to survive. Clean, fresh water that you can get out in nature. When this thing, when the EMCO takes care of all the crap that's out there right now, you don't need sodas and, coffees and all the stuff that they push to keep people in society because they're like, oh my gosh, I couldn't live without coffee. I couldn't live without soda. I couldn't live without Taco Bell and KFC and everything else. Yes, you can. And it's actually quite fun. Testing yourself is an amazing feeling that you get when you challenge what you think you can do. The basic things for survival are shelter, clothing for us, because we have to, because we don't have a, the masters, when they made us, they took the coat off of us so we would not want to go out into the elements. It was their way of imprisoning us through the temperatures that we would have to endure. So, we do have to have clothing, shelter, clothing, food, water, and air. You don't need anything more than that. And you could have an absolutely incredible life. Now, whose fault is it that society got to the point and civilization got to the point where this EMCO is going to eradicate everything that's closely tied to those civilizations, cities, and everything else? It's our fault, your fault. Okay? Every time that you went out and you got in line to buy something that you did not need, it's your fault. Okay? It's supply and demand. If people understood what they really needed in life, they would not buy into the marketing and the advertising and the peer pressure to go with the newest fashion trends, to go with the newest upgrade in cars or computers or cell phones. Everybody knows I never even had a cell phone until we went on a road trip. Kimberly wanted me to get one, so I got one for her. I never take it anywhere with me, and I only use it when she is out at the store and she has to call me or whatever. I never use the thing. Okay, I have a computer. I bought one computer my entire life, and I'm still using it. I bought one TV my entire life, and it was a tiny little one. And I bought that in 1999, and I had that all the way up until when I stopped watching TV. I don't even have a car right now, and I don't need a car. There's plenty of ways to get around without that stuff. Now, if it was up to me, I wish we still had horse and buggies because I grew up with horses and I love horses, and they are a lot better than cars. They're not as loud and obnoxious as motorcycles and frickin' planes and cars and everything else. And I like the peace that nature gives. Now, I know we're going into a scenario where most people just feel like, oh my God, I can't do that. Because you have been conditioned to believe that you cannot survive without society taking care of everything for you. Well, let me tell you something. You'll be shocked at how much you will be willing to endure because you know what the alternative is going to be. Okay? There is a survival instinct in everyone. So all the people that I've heard from, like, oh, I'm 60 or I'm 70 and I'm not going to be able to make it, blah, 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 or I have this ailment, I have this matter with me, I have all these problems I have to have, bull. You wait. You will shock yourself at how determined you will be when this thing goes down. But I'm not here to give a motivational speech to people that are, on the fence of whether they even want to try or not. What I want people to understand is that we caused the severity of this. Yes, the severity is also caused by the duration, like I talked about in the 24 series, between the intervals. But it is not going to ground to villages that do not have electricity and metal and everything else in those. So it's going to ground elsewhere. So you don't get the severity of the plasma. The plasma directly attacks the cities. That's what it does. It's going to ground through every city, town, village out there that has electricity going through it. Kimberly and I got into a conversation the other night about the Amish. And she asked, well, how will they fare? And I said, they're going to fare very well. All right? Because they understood what they were not supposed to do. The Amish knew not to accept electricity, not to accept large pieces of metal. I mean, they have small hand tools and stuff like that that's metal, but they don't have buildings made out of steel. They still do everything old school. And they're going to fare extremely well because they live how nature is intended for human beings to live. You have your domesticated animals that you use for milk, you can get butter, you can do all those things. You have fruit trees, you have gardens, you have everything that you could possibly want was given to us, but we wanted more. Mankind wanted more. So because of our greed, because of our desire to have, I don't know, people think it's fantastic that they can fly around the world. Congratulations. Guess what? That place around the world, when you get there, it's exactly like the place that you're at right now. It has people there. It has animals there, it has trees there, or it's a desert or whatever. It's still the same. Anybody that's traveled understands that after a while you're like, okay, this is kind of all overhyped. And I got paid to travel because I was in the military. I haven't really traveled since then because it's kind of pointless, right? Everything that they push on you to get you to believe that you need to have this advancement and how wonderful and all these achievements and how great mankind is, well, guess what? It's going to get squashed, right? Mother Nature and karma is going to have the last laugh in this, not us. And she is going to destroy everything that we thought was great. All those tall skyscrapers, all the planes and all the things that we think were so great and so advanced. Well, guess what? We are going to be going back to the Stone Age. And we're going to be having to learn how to work with obsidian, making arrowheads, and all that kind of stuff. So that to me is the lesson that has to be learned. Electricity, technology, and buildings are horrible for mankind because all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure, and you're going to keep on having these horrific EMCOs, because the plasma is going to ground to that. If mankind learns its lesson and decides that, okay, we're going to live within nature, then these are survivable, and it won't even be that bad, because the plasma is going to be going to different places, and it's not going to be going to where your little community is. So that's what I got for today. I will do the next one. We have got a lot of stuff going on right now. We're in the midst of moving. So I'm not sure when I'm going to start the next one up, but I'm going to go into the who, what, where, when, and why, and how on the model. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Membership is open for a limited time.